Musical is a musical with music by Janine Tesori and book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abair. It is based on the 2001 DreamWorks animation film Shrek, along with elements of sequels Shrek 2, Shrek Forever, and William Stieg's 1990 book Shrek. It's a big, loud musical with lots of storylines, but as always with our Broadway series, our goal is not to make sure you know the musical when we're done, but rather to make sure that we've offered a way to think about and practice your faith based on some of the themes and ideas in the musicals that we present. So with that in mind, let me tell you very briefly about the storyline. Shrek is an ogre, not metaphorically an ogre, but a hideous giant represented in fairy tales and folklore as feeding on humans. The word gained popularity from its use in the late 17th century by Charles Perrault, the author of Tales of Mother Goose. Since then, ogres have appeared in many works, including Tom Thumb and Hansel and Gretel, and the Cyclops of Greek myth and heroic literature is an ogre figure. Shrek the ogre is sent away from home at the age of 7 to find an isolated place where humans will not kill him because they're afraid of him. He lives in the isolation of a nasty bog until a bunch of fairy tale characters like Pinocchio and the Three Bears and Peter Pan show up. They've been banished from the kingdom of Duloc by the evil Prince Farquaad. Shrek goes to Duloc to confront the prince and get the fairy tale characters out of his bog. Along the way, he meets Donkey, who is on the run from Prince Farquaad's soldiers. Donkey needs a friend, so he latches on to Shrek and sings to him, "Don't let me go."
Hey, 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 you gotta let me go with you. You don't know what it's like to be considered a freak. Well, maybe you do, but that's why we gotta stick together. No, 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 don't speak, don't speak, don't speak. Just hear me out, I might surprise you. I'll be a friend when others despise you. Don't roll your eyes, stop with the moping. You need a pal. My calendar's open. I'll bring you soup when you feel congested. I'll bail you out when you get arrested. I got your back when things get scary. And I'll shave it when it gets hairy. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Like Cupid and Psyche, like Pop Rocks and Mikey. We'll sit together like that Velcro stuff. You be the fuzzy side, I'll be the spiky. Ooh, like little kids with pajamas with the funny things on the bottom. You know, feedies, like donuts and, what goes with donuts? Donuts and diabetes. Don't let me go.
I thought, this isn't Shrek's musical. This is Donkey's musical. He's the one who has it most together. He's hunted down by Prince Farquaad for being a fairy tale character, a freak, but he doesn't give in to the prince's hatred or oppression. In fact, rather than shrinking or hiding, Donkey becomes more of who he is. And as the musical goes on, it's really Donkey who saves the day. who convinces Shrek to accept himself as he is and offers him constant encouragement despite his rebuffs, who saves the day by bringing in his friend the dragon to do away with the prince, who serves as confidant for both Shrek and Fiona, and, in the end, as matchmaker. Speaking of Fiona, she is a fairy tale princess, locked up in a tower and held prisoner by a fiery moat and a fierce dragon. We find out later that Princess Fiona has been cursed, and every night at sundown, she becomes an ogress. And the only thing that can break the curse is true love's first kiss, which will result in the curses being broken and Fiona taking on love's true form. While held prisoner, Fiona counts the days and clings to the hope of her fairy tale ending.
There's a princess, any princess, take your pick, they're all like me. Not exactly, I'm still waiting, they're out living happily. Ever after, better get here, I want love in seconds flat. No one needs these middle bits. Whoops, did I do that? Cut the villains, cut the vamping, cut this fairy tale, cut the peril and the pitfalls, cut the puppet and the whale, cut the monsters, cut the curses, keep the intro, cut the verses, and the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. But I know he'll appear, though I seem a bit bipolar, and I'm a fan.
Of Othello. He is a small-minded, mean-spirited man whose character is made visible for us in the fact that he's a dwarf, as in his father is Grumpy, one of the seven dwarfs from the fairy tale Snow White. He has created a magical kingdom in which this place was infested, freaks on every corner, I had them all arrested. If you had a quirk, you didn't pass inspection. We all have our standards, but I will have perfection. No one from the gutter in Duloc. Embrace the cookie cutter in Duloc.
Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect town. Here we have some rules, let us lay them down. Don't make waves, stay in line. We'll get along fine. Duloc is a perfect place. Beat the moth off the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face. Duloc is, Duloc is, Duloc is a perfect place.
And here's the man who made it happen, that towering colossus of Moxie.
What a terrific surprise. Once upon a time, this place was infested. Freaks on every corner, I had them all arrested. Hey, nonny, 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 no. And so, looking up here in Duloc.
Just take a look.
The things I'm cooking up here in Duloc.
He likes to cook.
A model that amazes. A plan with seven phases. Things are looking up here in Duloc.
They're looking up.
Conform us. Yes.
Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. And nothing's gonna bring me down.
Selection of our scripture from the Gospel of Luke. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. You can hear it throughout the musical. Thank God I'm not like these other freaks. And you can see it throughout the musical. He is like them in that he too is a fairy tale character. His father is a fairy tale character. But he cannot accept the truth of who he is. So he's created a new story for himself, a false narrative based not on improving his own character, but in criticizing everyone else's. I am not like the others, he constantly whines, and he's not. He's not humble like the tax collector. He's not humble like Shrek. He's not hopeful like Fiona. He's not beating his breast and wrestling with who he is and who he wants to be like the other fairy tale characters. The prince needs to get real. Quit looking in the magic mirror and looking instead in the mirror that will show him who he really is. He needs to be much more like Shrek, looking honestly at himself and the stifling kingdom he has created, looking honestly at the false fronts that surround him like so many film sets. Look honestly at everything. Look honestly, like activist Mindy Gelati has done. Here's what she shared yesterday on the 4th of July as a response to the difficulty many of us in the United States are having when it comes to celebrating the national holidays that many of us have mindlessly celebrated for a long time. She wrote, "To love your family is not just celebrating its greatness, but it is to know and face its ugliness. Love for family is constantly working to address past wrongs and hurts for clarity and hopes of peace and stronger relationships. To love your family is to commit to it deeply and understand you have power to affect its every manifestation. Love is allowing all those in your family to thrive as they are." She goes on, "To love a country is the same. It's not standing draped in a celebratory flag or in praise of what it gives you, rights under the Constitution. To love a country is to examine its brutality, its unfairness, its extreme ugliness. To love this country is to work to expose rather than bury its hard truths. To love a country is to address this immense pain with a commitment to spend your life in your way, creating changes needed to give rise to the potential of this nation and all those who live here. Don't run from the pain of the past. Stare it down, know it, then center on love, commit deeply, and knowingly act to create the necessary changes to ensure your family and your country is a place where all people thrive and feel that love. What a way to think about it. And finally, here are a few words about the freaks, the fairy tale characters thrown out of the kingdom. And first, let me say a word about the word itself. The word freak might unsettle or cause discomfort for some of you. It's a word that the dictionary defines as one that is markedly unusual or abnormal, such as a person or animal having a physical oddity and appearing in a circus sideshow. It's a word that you've heard used to hurt and to harm, to label as other. But for this morning, I'm asking you to be open to redeeming that word as we have done with other words. For example, the word queer. That word has been used to demean and label LGBTQ people. But we are steadily reclaiming the word, using it in our writings, using it in our songs, using it to describe not that within us that is weak or broken or sinful, but that which is unique and gifted and open to community. When we meet the fairy tale freaks in Shrek, we meet an infighting, self-critical bunch of characters. They want to confront Farquaad and assume their rightful place in the kingdom, but they can't agree on their right to do that or on their method. Over the course of the musical, however, they begin to see themselves not as different, not as strange or odd, but as unique. Uniquely wonderful. They end up singing, "We spend our whole lives wishing we weren't so freaking strange." They make us feel the pain, but it's they who need to change the way they think, that is. It's time to stop the hiding, the gingerbread man says to Pinocchio. It's time to stand up tall. Sing, "Hey world, I'm different. And here I am, splinters and all." "Let your freak flag wave," Mama Bear sings. "Never take it down, never take it down. Raise it way up high, let your freak flag fly." To which the three little pigs say, "I'm proud to be a pig." And Papa Bear says, "I raise my furry fist." And the shoemaker's elf says, "It's time to tell the world I'm a Scientologist." And the wicked witch admits, "I did some time in jail." Encouraged by one another, envisioning themselves in a new way, the fairy tale characters march on the kingdom of Duloc. They intend to topple the evil prince. They demand justice. You might call it a riot. You might remember that a riot is the language of the unheard. I want to end this morning by focusing on that for just a moment. 2 months ago on Pentecost, I proposed that on the fifth of each month, the number 5, standing for Pentecost, we dedicate ourselves at Uprising to anti-racism education and correlating actions that demand justice for Black and brown people. Our first group activity will be this evening at 6 o'clock via Zoom when we discuss the movie Just Mercy. The movie tells the story of attorney Brian Stevenson's appeal of Walter McMillan's 1988 murder conviction. McMillan, a Black man, had been wrongly accused of the murder of an 18-year-old white woman in Monroeville, Alabama. His conviction was based entirely on the testimony of a convicted felon who provided highly self-contradictory testimony in exchange for a lighter sentence in his own pending trial. You cannot watch the movie without feeling keenly the injustice, the tragedy of a country in which some people are considered guilty until proven innocent, or even after they are proven innocent, simply because they were born black. A country which was built largely on the backs of black and brown men and women. A country that is now, it seems, finally ready to look in the mirror. Not the magic mirror of our fairy tale history, but the real mirror, held up so that we can see our actions, our faults, our prejudices. I do not presume to know all the answers to creating this new world. But I do know that it is time for each of us to look in the mirror, every day to look in the mirror, to admit that while I may be a bit discomforted by the truth I will see, I still have an easy ride, a life of privilege. I know, my black friends, that you do not need my words or ideas or leadership. You only need a fair chance, a platform, a microphone. Brothers and sisters with black skin, you are not different. You are not other. You are not alone. My promise to you is to listen when you speak, to stay open to hard reflection and hard truths, to accept that even though I do not understand myself to be a racist, I must understand myself to have been conditioned and influenced by systemic racism and institutional hatred. I offer you my hand, my heart. Do not give up. At the end of the movie, Just Mercy, Bryan Stevenson offers these words. I came out of law school with grand ideas in mind, but Mr. McMillan made me realize we can't change the world with only ideas in our minds. We need conviction in our hearts. This man taught me how to stay hopeful, because I now know that hopelessness is the enemy of justice. Hope allows us to push forward even when the truth is distorted by the people in power. It allows us to stand up when they tell us to sit down and to speak when they say, be quiet. Friends, I promise to hold hope with you as you rise up, as you claim your rightful places, as you create the world you envision, as you fly.
We spend our whole lives wishing we weren't so freaking strange. They made us feel that way, but it's they who need to change the way they think, that is.
It's time to stop the hiding. It's time to stand up tall, say, hey world, I'm different.
And here I am, split.
Never take it down, raise it way up high.
As